Good morning. After record warmth across interior New York and New England yesterday, with many locations getting up to the 90-degree mark, a cold front swept through the region during the overnight hours. The front touched off just a couple of showers across mainly the Adirondacks and Green Mountains, while most of the rest of the region stayed dry, although the wind has now shifted out of the west-northwest and it's becoming gusty, driving in much drier and cooler air for the day today. But by cooler, it really means just back closer to average and really above average for most places. Lots of sunshine today, and highs will be in the middle to upper 60s on average, with readings staying in the 50s across the mountains. A frost advisory in effect for tonight for parts of interior New York and New England, with the cool overnight low temperatures under a clear sky and with light winds. Readings will drop back down into the lower to mid-30s on average and even some 20s across the mountains. This will set us up for a good-looking Wednesday with high pressure in control. It'll be dry again with lots of sunshine and temperatures back up into the lower to mid-60s. On Thursday, a front will approach from the west. We'll have sunshine to start, then increasing clouds. It should stay dry through the day. Out ahead of this next front, readings will climb up into the lower 70s. It'll stay in the lower 70s on Friday. With the front draped over us, though, plenty of clouds and a scattered shower or thunderstorm. For the weekend, it looks unsettled overall, with mostly cloudy skies and a wave of low pressure moving through on Saturday, a good chance of showers with highs only around 60. A bit of a break on Sunday as that front sags off to the south, staying in the 50s though, and then on Monday with another and more potent wave of low pressure heading up the coast and along that same front, it looks like a chilly rain, maybe some mountain snow to start next week with high temperatures averaging only around 50 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across North Georgia into portions of the Carolinas. A cool pool of air aloft destabilizing the atmosphere should lead to an upswing in thunderstorms in the vicinity of a surface front. Although low-level winds will be rather weak, southwesterly mid-level flow will coincide with much of the frontal zone. This should allow for semi-organized, mainly multicellular storms today. Damaging winds will be the primary concern, although some marginally severe hail will also be possible. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Wichita, Kansas at 12:53 a.m. Eastern Time on Sunday. And the last report of hail was at Linköping, Sweden at 4:20 a.m. today. There were 8 daily record highs set across the U.S. yesterday, most notably Upper Tract West Virginia. The 86-degree temperature breaks the old record set in 2010 by 6 degrees. There were no daily record lows. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 45 degrees, with a west-northwest wind at 54 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 15 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 57 degrees, the dew point 40, 53% relative humidity, a west wind at 10 miles per hour, gusting to 23, and the barometer at 30.08 inches, and it is rising rapidly. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 93 degrees at Westfield, Massachusetts and Quantico, Virginia, to a low of 10 at Sunshine, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and breezy in the mid-70s, Boston mostly sunny, breezy, upper 70s, and in Buffalo sunny, breezy, and much cooler with highs in the upper 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, a new record, 91 degrees, the low 52, the average temperature 72, that's 24 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, still just 14 hundredths for the month, which is 1.59 inches below normal. And for the year, 4.94 inches of precipitation, which is 4.79 inches below normal. There were 7 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday. That's also the total for the month, and that's 7 above normal. And 8 for the season, which is 8 cooling degree days above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 59 degrees. The average low, 38. The record high 91 set in 2002, and the record low 21 in 1971. Sunrise this morning was at 6:10 a.m., sunset this evening 7:40 p.m., 13 hours and 30 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, breezy, not as warm today, with highs in the lower to mid-60s and 50s across the mountains. Mostly clear tonight with frost likely and lows in the lower 30s back into the 20s across the higher terrain. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, breezy, and warm today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight with areas of frost and lows in the upper 30s to near 40. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, breezy, not as warm today with highs in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Mostly clear tonight with frost likely and lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, breezy, not quite as warm today with highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s. Mostly clear tonight with areas of frost and lows in the lower to mid 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly sunny, breezy, not as warm today with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly clear tonight, areas of frost possible with lows in the lower to mid 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, pleasantly mild, lower to mid 60s. Sunshine giving way to clouds on Thursday, warmer, lower 70s. A mix of sun and clouds Friday, chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the lower to mid 70s. On the backside of the front, mostly cloudy with showers likely Saturday near 60. Chance of rain Sunday in the 50s, and only near 50 for a high Monday with a chance of rain and mountain snow. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.